Welcome to About Mansfield, your audio newspaper. I'm Steve Casillo with the March 6th, 2024, 212th edition, always broadcasting from the Cellmark Studios. Colleen Daniel, she's out there in Studio West, and we are here with the About Mansfield News team. Coming up today, as always, Mansfield news, talk, and information.
And a little later in the episode, you will have a chance to win a $25 gift card to a Mansfield restaurant of your choice with our Mansfield trivia question, courtesy of Joe Jenkins Insurance.
Let's take a look at the stories we're covering this week. We have the latest city council news in a moment with the mayor.
Methodist Mansfield welcomes two Leap Day babies into the world. And it's barbecue time in Mansfield.
In sports, Lake Ridge is headed to the dance in MISD basketball playoffs.
And in the talk segment, Steve finds out if kids really do say the darndest things with child actors Morgan Hawkins and Raymond Ware. We are Mansfield's only source for news, talk, and information. This is About Mansfield.
Hey there, it's Luke from Cool Hand Electric. Are you tired of dealing with plugs or lights that just won't cooperate? Well, don't fret. Give us a call. Worried about power outages or surges damaging your precious electronics? We've got you covered. Whether it's a whole house generator or surge protection, our solution-oriented Cool Hands are ready to tailor the perfect option that suits your needs and budget. At Cool Hand Electric, excellence is still cool.
Cool Hand, Cool Hand, Cool Hand, where excellence is still cool.
Are you ready to take advantage of falling mortgage interest rates in the coming months? This is Roger with the Roger and Beth team. With housing demand predicted to increase across the DFW Metroplex, the Roger and Beth team are standing by to help move you and your family forward. No move in your future? That's okay too. It's time for your annual review of your real estate portfolio, and we're happy to help. Contact us at homesinmansfield.com. That's homesinmansfield.com.
Imagine a city where innovation knows no bounds, where dreams take flight and the future unfolds before your very eyes. Welcome to Mansfield, a beacon of growth and a testament to vision. In the heart of Mansfield, a remarkable transformation is underway. But it's not just about the physical landscape. It's about the spirit that drives us forward. A spirit of collaboration that bridges cultures, a spirit of entrepreneurship that fuels prosperity, and a spirit of community that binds us as one. Mansfield is more than just a place. It's a canvas where diversity paints the picture of progress. From art festivals that ignite creativity to tech hubs that redefine boundaries, this city celebrates every voice, every passion. Mansfield, where growth knows no limits and the vision is limitless. Brought to you by the unstoppable spirit of the Mansfield Economic Development Corporation.
Hi, I'm Dr. Janine Huang with United Dermatology Associates, and you are listening to About Mansfield.
Welcome back to About Mansfield. This portion of the news is brought to you by the Grandview Event Center in Mansfield. The Mansfield City Council held a regularly scheduled meeting on Monday evening, 2 weeks in a row, and yes, as we do every other Tuesday, we welcome Top of the Morning, Mayor Michael Evans.
Top of the morning to you, my friend.
Let's just jump right into it.
Yeah, let's do it.
First of all, 2 weeks in a row because spring break is next week. That gives the council some time off.
It does. Gives the council some time off. Gives our staff an opportunity to breathe a bit, as well as the folks in the public as well. So, yeah, we put them back to back. And just like you said, we jump right into it. So.
Yeah, let's jump right into it. The North Texas Cleanup Challenge. Let's talk about that.
Yes. So from March the 1st to May 31st, we are participating in the North Texas Community Cleanup Challenge. And you know what? It is a challenge. So we encourage all of our residents to join us, pick up litter this spring, but really pick it up every day. You know, we want to work together to keep our parks, our public spaces, and the entire city of Mansfield clean and very beautiful. That's important to us.
You know, they say if you do something 30 days in a row, it becomes a habit. So how about if we just picked up one piece of trash every day for the month?
And you know what? We'll have the cleanest city in Tarrant County if we do that.
There you go. Let's talk about the agreement between MEDC and a local business here.
Yeah. So City Council approved an agreement with the Mansfield Economic Development Corporation and Cellmark. You know, we're here in the Cellmark studios. So Cellmark for the Innovation Park that will include space for retail, office, manufacturing and warehouse, and also firearm training. And Steve, this project started as really just more of a warehouse, but it has evolved to a grander scope. And you know what? It's just so exciting. It's exciting when we share a vision for an innovative future, and the city can partner with Cellmark, a longtime local business, to expand and create more jobs. And you know what? This is a testament to really James Sellers, who I understand is in Washington, D.C. right now, lobbying on behalf of small manufacturers. Because you know what? We all realize and we know we need to manufacture more goods and products right here in the United States of America. So James is out there doing that. And, you know, he represents, I tell you, what's good about our community partners here, because James is concerned about also other folks, startups, businesses like that. And I think we all ought to be about that and helping each other.
It's been fun watching Cellmark grow over the years. What started as phase one, which was just a warehouse, and then phase two, which was the expansion of the warehouse, phase three, which is now where we are sitting, which includes the Grandview Event Center, the Lookout, a full-on gym for the employees with racquetball, and an in-house chiropractor. It's fun watching Cellmark grow.
Well, you know what? Not only that, but you think about it. I mean, you think about the Horatio Alger story, where people go from rags to riches. I mean, think about it. Cellmark started in a garage. You know, you think about that. It started in a garage. And what I love about the founder of this corporation is that he hadn't forgotten his own origin, and he's reaching out to give people a hand up rather than a hand out. And I think that we ought to be about that. As a matter of fact, I would even say that's the American way. Let's give people a hand up. Let's do it.
Hey, can we talk about traffic?
You know what? We always talk about traffic, don't we? I mean, it is the number one concern for all of us. So let me tell you what we did. We approved a $495,000 professional services contract with Half Associates for the schematic design of U.S. 287 southbound entrance ramp at Walnut Creek Drive. And now this project, it aims to really ease the traffic in the Walnut Creek Drive intersection. Because this is a TxDOT roadway, this requires a schematic design that will then be submitted to the state agency. And this design will also include an expanded traffic study. And of course, we've studied it already if we live in Mansfield, because we sit in traffic. So, but I want folks to know that we're working toward alleviating that problem, as well as many others in the days to come.
You did the land swap with the Mansfield ISD several months ago.
Yes.
Part of that includes Guyer Commons. Do you have an update on the Guyer Commons development?
I do. You know, we did highlight the fact that we're going to start laying out for the public a timeline, you know, so that this project, it's in its early phases. It's still in its early phases, but we hope to start construction on this exciting community space by the end of the year. And if people are trying to figure out where Guyer Commons is, it's at the old rock gym in regard to the city of Mansfield, the corner of Walnut Creek and East Broad Street. All of that area is going to become a beautiful public space, so families can come out. We're going to be building vintage homes out there, moving homes to that particular area. You're going to have fountains, and you'll have the gazebo that'll remain out there, and it's going to be beautiful. It's actually going to become, I'm hoping, the gateway to the downtown area. So, hey, we are going forward with this. It's going to happen.
Sounds exciting. It really sounds exciting. The consent agenda concluded your evening.
It did. So speaking of Guyer Commons, we approved some dollars for Dunaway Associates for landscape, architectural, and design services for Guyer Commons at the amount of $347,000. Also a $155,000 interlocal agreement with Tarrant County for the asphalt street reconstruction of Springbrook Drive. And you know what? We were done at about 6:45 p.m. p.m., so it was a quick meeting. We want everybody to enjoy their spring break. But here's the deal. If you want to see the full council meeting, just go to MansfieldTexas.gov, and you'll get to do that. And that was it.
That is a moment with the mayor. That 45-minute meeting, that's it?
Oh, no, it was longer than that. We started at 3 p.m. We wrapped up at 6:45. Yeah, the old work session, that is correct. But we're working for the people, and my colleagues and I, we all appreciate the opportunity to serve Mansfield, Texas.
Mayor Michael Evans, have a great spring break. We will see you in April, and thanks for ringing on about Mansfield.
Thank you so very much. I'll see you soon, buddy.
Methodist Mansfield Medical Center celebrated the arrival of two remarkable leap year babies, born on February 29th, a day that graces our calendars only once every 4 years. Bundles of joy, Maya and Leah, brought immense happiness not only to their families, but also to the community they now belong to. At 7:33 a.m., Mr. and Mrs. Vargas from Alvarado welcomed daughter Maya into the world at a healthy 8 pounds, 10 ounces. Just before Maya's arrival, at 7:04 a.m., Leah made her entrance, weighing 6 pounds, 5 ounces. Martha Woldenstay from Cedar Hill embraced Leah with overflowing love. As Methodist Mansfield Medical Center rejoices in the arrival of these unique leap year babies, their births underscore the rarity and significance of February 29th.
Looking back at the last year on social media posts, the one post that stands out with the most replies, the most shares, the most likes, the most amount of activity is when we announced that Hurtado Barbecue has purchased the Big D Barbecue location and plans to open soon. Well, the wait is over, Mansfield, and with us on the phone with some exciting news is Hurtado Barbecue owner Brandon Hurtado. Welcome to About Mansfield.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
First off, congratulations on expanding your business, and thank you for choosing Mansfield.
Hey, Mansfield pretty much chose us. It was something that just kind of fell in my lap, and I'm really glad that it did.
Before we get into the Mansfield location and all that exciting news, let's go back in time, if you will. Where did you learn to cook barbecue?
You know, I remember growing up as a kid, my dad worked for the city of Irving, and he would always cook on this offset smoker that we had underneath our carport in Irving. And he would always be in charge of smoking briskets for the Christmas parties for the city of Irving. More importantly, for the traffic and transportation department that he worked at. And those guys were pretty tough to please. You know, they all pretty much grew up cooking barbecue themselves. And I remember my dad, you know, sitting outside and just tending a fire all night. And that's kind of what sparked my passion for barbecue. But when it comes to how I learned to cook for the restaurant in the manner that we do today, I made a lot of bad barbecue first, to be honest with you. A lot of bad barbecue in my own backyard, and I've just kind of learned by throwing myself in the fire and trial by error.
Your style of barbecue is listed as Mexique, and how does Mexique differ from your ordinary, everyday barbecue?
So Mexique is pretty much our way of cooking Central Texas-style barbecue with a Tex-Mex twist. So it goes as deep as, you know, our rubs that we put on our meats and in our sides. They have more than just salt and pepper. We use cumin and chili powder, garlic powder, just not your traditional salt and pepper Austin, Texas style barbecue. And then the sides that we have on our menu are pretty diverse as well. We don't have just beans and potato salad. We have about 9 different sides on our menu. They range from hatch chili mac and cheese to charro beans. It's really more of a Tex-Mex focused menu.
You now have 3 locations, Arlington, Fort Worth, and now Mansfield. But the one location that intrigues me the most is your Rangers ballpark location. How did that deal come about, and will we see you again in the 2024 season?
Absolutely. So in 2022, we were part of a pilot program called Arlington Eats, where local restaurants got to participate in a food stand in Globe Life Field. And we were there maybe once every other month selling food that we brought from the restaurant. At the end of the season, their management team approach us and say, hey, we would love to have Hurtado Barbecue in the ballpark permanently. If you guys are interested, let's work something out. And so we did. We signed a multi-year deal with the Rangers and with Delaware North, who's their concessionaire. So we will absolutely be back in 2024. As you know, we went on to win a World Series last season, and it was our first year being in the ballpark in our own Hurtado Barbecue stand.
Can we say that Hurtado Barbecue helped the Texas Rangers win the World Series?
You know, I'm not saying that we did, but I also don't think that it's a coincidence it was our first year there.
Hey, let's talk about Mansfield. Give the listeners the rundown on where you're located, what time you're open. More importantly, what time should people get in line for lunch?
We will be open in Mansfield 7 days a week starting today from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. And you can expect the exact same menu that you have experienced at our Arlington location if you've been there before. We have everything from smoked brisket to pork ribs, beef ribs on the weekends. We even have smoked quail like we do in Arlington. We have our Big Mike smash burgers, birria tacos, all of the sides that you come to love and expect in Arlington, we have in Mansfield. And we are open again 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till 9 p.m.
I know that Monday was your first day of your soft opening. Are you still hiring?
We are. We're hiring like crazy. We need more cashiers, front of house staff, bartenders, dishwashers. And we're looking for another pitmaster in Mansfield. We thought we had enough, but based on how many people were coming in today getting food, we probably need to hire one more. If you're interested, we have an awesome team in Mansfield. It's quite honestly, I think, becoming my new favorite location. Arlington's always been my baby, but the Mansfield location is really special.
Hey, you know, people around town have been asking me, well, what about that tiny parking lot? And the first thing I respond to is, well, first of all, it's not my parking lot, but if you want good barbecue, you'll figure it out. How have you been handling the parking lot question?
Fort Worth honestly has a smaller parking lot than Mansfield, and we do just fine. People find a way to get there. We also do online orders in Mansfield, which started today. So if you don't want to wait in line and you're just trying to get in and get out, you can order ahead online at HurtadoBBQ.com, or you can call in your order and we'll have it ready for you. If you just give us about a 30-minute heads up.
Brandon, again, congratulations, and thank you again for choosing Mansfield. Hurtado Barbecue, 226 North Walnut Creek Drive, right next to the railroad tracks, catty corner to Rose Park. You can't miss it. Go enjoy some barbecue. And again, Brandon, will we see a grand opening soon?
Yeah, so we are planning a grand opening. We're looking at the end of March.
Congratulations. Welcome to Mansfield.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, I want to let you know about an event coming up right here in Mansfield. It's on Thursday, March 7th. It's a free community health expo hosted by our friends right here at Cellmark Corporation. This is a free community event designed to encourage healthy lifestyles, prevent and manage disease, and connect you with resources to ensure a healthy life. The Carter Blood Care Bus will be here along with vendors providing vital checks and hearing tests, as well as a massage chair, an oxygen bar, and a lot more. We will be there. We have a table set up, so drop by, even if you want to just say hello to me. Again, Thursday, March 7th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Grandview Event Center at 2201 Heritage Parkway. Coming up, Lakeridge boys are headed to the state semifinals in basketball. We'll talk about it because sports is next.
Are you ready to create unforgettable memories? Picture this. An enchanting event venue nestled amidst breathtaking landscapes with panoramic views right here in Mansfield. The Grandview Event Center is the perfect setting to bring your vision to life. From intimate gatherings to large-scale extravaganzas, the Grandview has flexible spaces to accommodate any occasion, be it a graduation or school function, art exhibition, or birthday or anniversary party. Book your next unforgettable experience at thegrandviewmansfield.com. That's thegrandviewmansfield.com. The Grandview Event Center, where memories are made and dreams become reality. Book your event today.
I'm Philip Washington, Chief Investment Officer of Stonehill Wealth Management and host of the Wealth Building Made Simple podcast. First book I read in college was Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and it changed my life. And since then, I've read tons and tons of books on money. And what I've done is taken those lessons, simplified them, and I talk about those lessons on my podcast, Wealth Building Made Simple. So come hang out with us. We're on every major platform, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on YouTube, Wealth Building Made Simple.
In sports, it was an exciting and yet shocking weekend in high school basketball as three Mansfield ISD teams went in and only one came out alive. Let's start with the shocker, the mighty Timberview Lady Wolves, staring a state championship straight in the face with a 40-1 overall season record and a 37-game winning streak. The Lady Wolves were poised to take the trophy home Saturday afternoon from San Antonio, but what they weren't expecting was to be held to just 4 points in the fourth quarter as Frisco Liberty defeated our hometown girls 60-51. Timberview jumped out to an early lead, 29-22 at halftime, and expanded that lead to 12 points midway in the third. But Liberty had other plans, such as winning back-to-back state titles. In the fourth quarter, Timberview went on a 2-minute, 15-second scoring drought, over which Liberty had scored 7 unanswered points. Final score again, 60-51. Not only did Liberty win the 5A state title a second year in a row, but they've also reached the state tournament 5 times out of the past 6 seasons. Over on the boys' side, Summit's season came to an end Friday night in Wichita Falls as they were defeated by Amarillo 56-35. The Jag boys were held to just 2 points in the second quarter, and going into the locker room at halftime, they were down 31-10. But it was a different story in the second half as the Jags kept up and matched Amarillo's 25 points. Summit's season record was 27-9 with a perfect 15-0 in district play. Moving on to this weekend's state 6A semifinal playoffs, the Lake Ridge boys are headed to San Antonio to take on Plano East Friday night in the Alamo Dome. In playoff action, the Eagle boys have successfully ended the seasons for Harker Heights, Wiley, Waxahachie, Cypress Ranch, and most recently Rockwall, all to make it to the Final Four. Only 4 teams remain, and should the Eagles make it past Plano East, they will take on the winner of the Stony Point Bowman United match this Saturday night in San Antonio for the state championship. Good luck to the Eagles this weekend, and hey guys, while you're down there, don't pass up the opportunity to eat one of those 5-pound burritos on the Riverwalk. Just make sure it's after the playoffs are said and done.
Speaking of Lake Ridge, come join us to wish the boys good luck and celebrate the Lake Ridge Eagles' first state tournament berth in school history by attending the send-off event at 7:30 a.m. on Thursday, March 7th at Lake Ridge High School. Be sure to wear green and cheer your loudest as the bus departs for San Antonio.
If you have a comment about the show, the news, whatever's on your mind locally, the good, the bad, the ugly, you can reach by voicemail at 817-435-2938. 817-435-2938. This coming Sunday, March 10th, it's the first day of daylight saving time across most of America. It's that time of year where we sacrifice a bit of morning sunshine for those sweet golden evenings all the way into November. But hey, not everybody's joining the clock shifting party. Shout out to Hawaii and most of Arizona for staying true to their timekeeping roots and giving daylight saving time the old aloha salute. Now, why all the fuss about tinkering with time? Well, daylight saving time wasn't just pulled out of thin air. It was invented to save energy and squeeze every last drop of daylight from the day. And did you know that we Americans are not alone in this annual daylight dance? The United States is just one of 70 countries worldwide that participate in DST. And finally, circle June 21st on your calendar because it's National Daylight Appreciation Day. Yes. the first day of summer, where sunlight reigns supreme and sunscreen becomes our best friend. It's like Mother Nature's giving us an extra scoop of sunshine just because she can. So embrace that time change, soak up those evening rays, and remember to set your clocks forward by 1 hour this Sunday morning.
Coming up after the break, we turn the page to the features section.
Tourism manager Tim Roberts joins us to talk about Arts Week and more in the community arts calendar.
Eating better for a longer life. I'm Angel Biasotti, and we'll be talking about what to eat and not eat in Methodist Mansfield News to Know.
I'm Beth Steinke, and today on the Mansfield Real Estate Report, we are talking about procuring cause, a little-known real estate term that can have big impact for you and your agent.
In this week's Cocktail of the Week, I'll be talking about a cocktail that is best served frosted by rolling oceans of ice.
We are Mansfield's only source for news, talk, and information. I'm Colleen Daniel, and this is About Mansfield.
This portion of the news was brought to you by the Grandview Event Center in Mansfield.
Hey there, it's Luke from Cool Hand Electric. Are you tired of dealing with plugs or lights that just won't cooperate? Well, don't fret. Give us a call. Worried about power outages or surges damaging your precious electronics? We've got you covered. Whether it's a whole house generator or surge protection, our solution-oriented Cool Hands are ready to tailor the perfect option that suits your needs and budget. At Cool Hand Electric, excellence is still cool.
Cool Hand, Cool Hand, Cool Hand, where excellence is still cool.
At Methodist Mansfield Medical Center, we've been caring for our home team for over 15 years. Today, you'll find award-winning physicians on the medical staff, advanced neurosurgery, a level 3 trauma center, critical care for newborns, and comprehensive orthopedic care. Methodist Mansfield, delivering the care our friends, neighbors, and home team depend on. That's community, and why so many people trust Methodist.
Congratulations to Jan Breyer, who knew that before changing its name to Main Street, the north-south thoroughfare through downtown was known as Water Street. When we come back, this week's trivia question. This is About Mansfield.
Hey, it's Steve Casillo, and we all remember the storm that blew through our town back in June that pelted this community with baseball-sized hail. It did a ton of damage around Mansfield, including my own roof. Regular listeners to About Mansfield have heard Paul Duncan's commercials for Trinity Roofing and Construction, and after the storm, I reached out to him, and boy, am I glad that I did. From the first call to Paul to working with the crew leader, the scheduling department, and the entire construction team, and how it all played out with my insurance company, working with Trinity Roofing and Construction was a breeze. It's easy to see why they're a platinum preferred contractor with Owens Corning with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you're thinking on replacing your roof, look no further than Trinity Roofing and Construction. They're a Mansfield-based company, and you can find them on the web at trinityroofingconstruction.com. Again, that's trinityroofingconstruction.com.
Hi, this is Joe Jenkins with Joe Jenkins Farmers Insurance, specializing in auto, home, commercial, and life insurance. I was born and raised here in Mansfield, Texas. We're active in the community, and Mansfield's a town we really care about. Our office has over 30 years' experience in the insurance industry, and we're passionate about what we do and about customer service. For a free quote, please visit our website at joejenkinsinsurance.com or give us a call at 817-472-6058. Once again, that website is joejenkinsinsurance.com.
It is time right now for the highly coveted, wildly popular About Mansfield trivia question. If you are the first person to email the correct answer to trivia at aboutmansfield.com, you will receive a $25 gift card to a Mansfield restaurant of your choice. It's brought to you by Joe Jenkins Insurance. Whether you're looking for homeowners, auto, commercial, or any other type of insurance, Joe has helped Mansfield area residents understand the insurance coverage that best fit their needs since 2010. You can find him on the internet at joejenkinsinsurance.com. I mentioned this before, I'll mention it again. Not everyone wins on a Wednesday. So if you're hearing this on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or whenever, give it a shot. You may be taking home a $25 restaurant gift card. Colleen, it's your turn.
Well, Steve, 2020 was our most recent census year. At that time, the Census Bureau estimated the population of Mansfield to be around 74,000 citizens. We've grown a little bit since then. The U.S. Census Bureau took its first reading of Mansfield back in 1880. This week's trivia question is, according to the U.S. Census, what was the population of Mansfield, Texas in 1880? Email your answer to trivia@aboutmansfield.com. Again, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, what was the population of Mansfield, Texas in 1880? Again, the email address is trivia@aboutmansfield.com. Good luck, and thanks to Joe Jenkins Insurance for the gift card.
Hi, I'm Lane today with Daydream Photography, and you're listening to About Mansfield.
Welcome back to About Mansfield, your audio newspaper. Let's open up the features section.
It is the first Wednesday of the month, and that means we check in with Tim Roberts, who is the tourism manager with the City of Mansfield, and talk about the community arts calendar. And first of all, Tim, welcome back to About Mansfield.
Oh, great to be back.
We've got quite a list because Arts Week is here.
Arts Week is here. This is, oh goodness, I think the sixth or seventh year we've done it now. Yeah. So it's just gotten bigger every year, and we are absolutely loaded. I'm going to have to go auctioneer voice to ramble through. Through all the events we've got,
take your time.
Period.
We've got all the time in the world. Let's start at the top and work our way down and let our listeners know what's coming up in terms of Arts Week.
Yeah. So again, we have events all over town. All our partners are really pulling in for this one. March 8th, 9th, and 11th, you can head over to the library and do their community art collage. It's just going to kind of be open, come and go for anybody who's, coming by the library during that time. Then March 8th and 9th, over at MPM Studio Theater at their new place. I say new. They've been there about a year now, probably, over on Mansfield Webb Road. They are debuting a brand new original show called So This Is Wonderland, written up by Alice Bishop, the director over there. And this is going to be a real fun show. That actually starts in early March as well, but their Arts Week shows are March 8th and 9th at 7:30 p.m. And then we really get Arts Week going March 8th at 7 p.m. That's Friday. March 8th is Friday for keeping track of all this, with a big-time jazz show at the lot downtown.
Tell me about that, because I'm a big fan of jazz.
Well, we're going to have three different jazz groups in. We're going to have the Amandas. That's Lee Harbaugh and his new little duo. Then we have Pirate Jazz. And then the Timberview High School Jazz Band is going to be there as well.
Oh,
so
very cool.
Bring out your picnic blankets, bring out your lawn chairs, bring the food, or hit up the restaurants downtown and just enjoy a great night of free jazz at the lot downtown.
And if jazz ain't your thing, there's something else also going on March 8th.
Yep, March 8th, right down the street at 8 p.m., we are having a Clueless movie and trivia night at the Far Best Theater. I'm not going to lie to you, I'm the one leading the trivia night. I've never seen Clueless. So I have the answers in front of me. I'm supposed to be dressed up like a character. You can come dressed up yourself. We'll have prizes for that. So it's going to be a real fun movie hangout, old school movie night at the Far Best Theater.
Let's get into Saturday. March 9th.
March 9th, that morning from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we have the Mansfield Makers Fair and Market. That's a partnership with the Mansfield, Texas Farm and Cottage Market. Again, at the lot downtown, going to have all kinds of creative makers, artistic opportunities down there that you're going to come check out. Again, that's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
March 9th looks like a busy day. You've got, so it starts, yes, starts at 10 in the morning, but you've got stuff going on throughout the day, even into the evening. So
yes.
Next up, the architectural tour.
1 p.m., our historical museum does their annual historic downtown architecture tour. Again, most of this is free. I should have prefaced that with Arts Week. Almost everything's free. And there's some ticketed events, including MPM Studio Theater and Clueless. Other than that, I think almost everything is free to go check out. So head down to the historic museum right there on Main Street at 1 p.m. for their historic architecture tour. Then the library, again, has another big project at 1:30 p.m. They're doing sun catcher painting. So the sun catcher, kind of like the glass things that make the radiant rays, as they call them. You'll be painting those for free at 1:30. Then on both March 9th and 10th over at Kid Create Studio, they're having a digital drawing and painting with Procreate class. Procreate's a software for digital painting. So if you have a kid that wants to get into that, or you want to get to that yourself, they have a class that is a paid class, but you can find more details on the website about that.
And then we're all heading back to the Far Best Theater. Again.
Far Best Theater, we've got two shows that day by They Improv, an improv comedy group. They're going to have fun and games throughout, kind of like Minute to Win It style games. At 3 p.m., they have the family-friendly show. At 7 p.m., we're calling it the adult show.
All bets are off.
We're not saying 18 plus. We're not saying it's going to burn your ears off. But, you know, the kiddies can probably skip that one. Admission is free for that. We want you to go ahead and register on the website as well, just so we can kind of keep track, make sure we've got enough seats that we don't sell out of those. You can find, all that info at MansfieldTexasArts.org.
Also part of Arts Week, we're moving into Sunday, March 10th. My friends, the Mariposas de Mansfield have an event coming up.
Their Arts Fiesta, second straight year of doing this at the Lot Downtown as well. Just so much fun. They've got performers all day long on the stage, amazing community art projects, and then just dozens of vendors out there selling crazy stuff, really beautiful artwork, lots of hands-on opportunities out there, plus, of course, some amazing food trucks. So you know that's going to happen at the Arts Fiesta. So that's 1 to 6 p.m. On Sunday afternoon.
Talk about Kid Create. They're doing it again.
Yes, this is their free project at 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon. They have a free parent-child art project. If I recall correctly, you're painting mushrooms. That's going to be a lot of fun for out there. So they have the one paid class. That's their free one.
All right. Farbest Theater, again, God, what busy weekend for the Farbest.
Yes, Farbest Theater, we have it packed every single day. And this, we have a free concert by Texas High Road. They're doing an acoustic show. Actually, we had the Music Alley Main Stage Minute Voting, and yep, they were one of our top runner-ups. And so we brought them in for Arts Week. They do a lot of shows around here. I know they're at Fat Daddy's a lot. Mm-hmm. But this is going to be a special acoustic show for the Farbest Theater. Again, admission is free. It's going to roll from about 2:30 p.m. to, maybe around 4-ish. If you clap long enough, they probably give you an encore. So come out and check some free music there at the Farbest Theater. And then that night, we actually have a pop-up art gallery opening with a special kind of soiree where you can come out, have some light refreshments, listen to some music. Mm-hmm. And that's at 210 South Main Street. It's one of the historic homes right next to where the fire station is. In that vicinity. But the address is 210 South Main Street. And that pop-up art gallery, that's the opening of it. But it'll also be open during a lot of the events during Arts Week, like the Makers Fair and Kids Day the next day. And then it'll be open for about the next month and a half, Pickle Parade weekend into Music Alley weekend. So there'll be a lot of chances for you to come by and check out that pop-up art gallery throughout the next month. But the big kind of opening reception is Sunday night.
The one thing I like about the Arts Week is that there's always Monday, which is the kids' day, because it's, the first day of spring break, is it not?
First day of spring break, and by this point, you've had your kids home for probably 2.5 days after an early release or something, and so this is your chance, and we have camps of kids come out, we have parents. It is just so much fun. We take over all of historic downtown Mansfield right there on Main Street with all sorts of arts and crafts. I couldn't even really go into all of them. Let's just say a good number of the businesses take part. Some are paid, some are free, but none of the fees are going to be too expensive for anybody to come do these make and takes. Then, of course, one of the main hubs is the Lot Downtown. Sure. We're going to have a giant eclipse mural we're doing out there this week. So you want to check that out. And we have two different shows at the Lot Downtown that are going to be circus themed, where some of the kids can even get kind of hands-on experience of how to do some of the tricks and things like that. We'll have just arts and crafts projects everywhere. Then as well, our Parks Department will be hosting Art in the Park over at McKnight Park East. And then, of course, every single year, the Mansfield Philharmonic has their special children's concert at noon. So pretty much if you start your day at 10 with Kids Day, or if you started at noon, that's that great middle point where you head over to First Methodist Mansfield, listen to a nice short, concert. The kids can stay in there, but it's very targeted towards the kids. It's fun music and the kind of thing that they're going to get into and maybe, develop a passion for classical music. Get some of that in your kids' heads.
Yeah.
And so that's Kids Day, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. wraps off, a whirlwind weekend. I'm a little bit tired thinking about it already.
So that's the entire Arts Week, and then there's still more art stuff to do for the rest of the weekend. Let's touch on March 14th.
Yeah, don't want to leave out our monthly open mic night led by Mike G over there at the Farbest Theater. That will be Thursday, March 14th at 7:30 p.m. And that'll cap us off for the month, because we're going to be sleeping like it's post-Christmas again after that. And going straight into Music Alley not too long afterwards, but we'll get to that at a later date.
So Music Alley's coming up. I noticed just released a day or two ago, you are now taking orders for merch for the Eclipse.
Yes, yeah. That's something we had received questions about. We are going to have special Eclipse merch. Again, we're in that amazing zone of totality, over 3.5 minutes of totality in Mansfield, so it's a place you want to be, and we have created special merch for it because everybody needs a t-shirt or a sticker.
Get your t-shirt, go.
Yeah. Yep.
And how could they find out information on that, on the t-shirts and stickers?
Best place to go for that would probably be mansfieldmusicalley.com. Okay. And that way it'll be linked within there that you can find that.
That is the Mansfield Community Arts Calendar. That is Tim Roberts, Tourism Manager with the City of Mansfield. And Tim, thanks for being on About Mansfield.
Thanks for having me. And I can't wait to see everybody out at these amazing events.
Angel Biasotti is here with details on how to eat better for a longer life in Methodist Mansfield, news to know. Angel?
There are numerous studies in the United States that found that you can add years to your life expectancy based on your dietary habits. Many of those studies advise eating more vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and nuts. The biggest gain in life expectancy come from consuming less sugar-sweetened beverages and processed meats. And each one encourage more whole grains, nuts, and fruits. Recommendations you've heard from your physicians, your nutritionists, dietitians, and more. Healthy eating patterns like leafy green vegetables, fresh fruits, and whole grains are best for you. Fish contains omega-3 fatty acids, which have been associated with reducing the risk of heart disease as well as dementia. Lean meat is also a good source of protein. Think salmon, roast chicken, and trout, and skip the processed meats like hot dogs and chicken nuggets. And when you think of beverages, water is the best for you. Cut out and reduce those sugary, sweetened beverages like sodas and energy drinks. You can also try sparkling or flavored water, or put a small amount of fruit juice in your water to make it taste better. And for those eating chips and pretzels, try incorporating some nuts like walnuts, pistachios, and almonds instead. We're all on a journey to health, so when you're hungry, think about the best option to consume. That's Methodist Mansfield News to Know. I'm Angel Biasotti, reporting for the About Mansfield podcast.
Realtor Beth Steinke goes deep on procuring cause in the Mansfield real estate market update. Beth?
I am currently working with a buyer that had been attempting to go it alone, working directly with listing agents on a couple of properties. With two terminated contracts under her belt, including lost option and inspection fees, she decided that she needed an agent to represent her directly, and I am honored to be the one that she chose to work with. It is a troubling trend that I am seeing with buyers calling directly to the listing agent to make offers, and in effect, they are foregoing representation. When you don't have someone looking out for your best interest on a home purchase, you are putting yourself into a highly compromised position. But that's a segment for another day. Back to our story. One of the homes that she previously terminated is haunting her thoughts, and she now thinks it might work with the right negotiation for repairs needed, so she asked me to do some investigating, review the inspection report, and she may choose to consider it again. But we have an issue. It's a procuring cause issue. So let's talk about what that is and how it may impact this buyer and why it's crucial for anyone involved in buying or selling a property to comprehend its implications fully. What is procuring cause? Procuring cause refers to the series of events or actions by a real estate agent that lead directly to the sale or purchase of a property. Essentially, it's about identifying who is responsible for bringing about the transaction. This determination is critical because it affects which agent is entitled to the commission from the sale. Well, that doesn't sound like a big deal to the buyer or seller, right? Just the agents. Well, not exactly. Real estate agents invest significant time, effort, and resources in showing property, providing market information, and negotiating on behalf of their clients. The concept of procuring cause helps ensure that the agent who played a crucial role in making the sale happen is fairly compensated for their work. So what happens to a buyer when they hire an agent to work for them? To find the perfect home. And then let's say they call another random agent to show a home at the last minute on a Saturday afternoon when their agent couldn't be there. Well, one agent has a contract that says they are the designated agent for that buyer, but an entirely different agent was the one that showed them the home, and yet another agent is the one that created and paid for the marketing that got the buyer interested in the home in the first place. Clarity around procuring cause helps prevent situations where a buyer might work with multiple agents unknowingly, leading to potential disputes over commissions. For sellers, it clarifies which agent's efforts led to the sale of their property, ensuring that commissions are paid appropriately. The determination of procuring cause is not based on a single factor, but rather a combination of circumstances that led to the successful transaction. These can include continuity of effort. The agent must demonstrate continuous effort to assist the client in buying or selling the property. Gaps in communication or assistance can affect their claim as procuring cause. Introduction to the property. If an agent is the first to introduce a buyer to the property that they ultimately purchase, this is a strong factor in their favor. Negotiation participation. Active participation in negotiations or contributing significantly to the final agreement can also establish an agent as a procuring cause. Client awareness. The client's understanding of which agent is representing them in the transaction is crucial. Clear communication and agreements can prevent misunderstandings about representation. Understanding the concept of procuring cause is essential for several reasons. Avoiding disputes being number one. Being informed can help prevent disputes between agents, which can complicate or delay transactions. It also provides financial clarity. Buyers and sellers can avoid unexpected financial obligations by understanding who is entitled to commissions and why. Ethical transactions. Knowledge of procuring cause supports ethical practice in real estate transactions, ensuring all parties are treated fairly and transparently. Let's spend a second having real talk. Yep, real talk with Beth. Your agent spends a lot of time researching properties for you, showing those properties to you, moving obstacles out of your way as you are going through the purchase process, making sure you're educated, informed, and probably most important, protected when you buy a property. To do all of that and then not get paid because the listing agent showed you the house on a Saturday when your agent wasn't available, that's not good. And because your agent has a contract with you that says you will pay them, guess what? That financial obligation doesn't go away just because the listing agent is fighting to keep the commission or a portion of it. This is an avoidable problem, and it's important that buyers understand. So what happens in the situation with our buyer since she hired us after she was already working with that other agent? Great question. Glad you asked. I did what any professional agent should and would do. I called the agent and we had a conversation about procuring cause. She said she would gladly release the procuring cause issue for 35% of the commission that I would normally be entitled to. I can't blame her and I can't blame my client. In fact, there's no one at all to blame in this situation. It's just the way things happened. And of course, I will represent my client if this ends up being the right house for her family. After all, that is the reason I do this work. Now let's get to this week's Mansfield Real Estate Market Update. As of March 4th, there are 142 active and available homes for sale in Mansfield, excluding new construction. Homes this week range from $235,000 fixer-upper, with the list topping out at nearly $2.5 million for a gorgeous home in South Point. Something for everyone here in Mansfield. I can't wait till February numbers are released, but I'll be sure to bring those statistics to you as soon as I get them. Do you have a real estate question I can answer? Send me a message via email to info@aboutmansfield.com. For the About Mansfield podcast, I'm Beth Steinke with Century 21 Judge Fight.
Shaken or stirred, you know it's going to be good as Brian Certain focuses on tequila-based libations in the cocktail of the week. Brian?
In this week's cocktail of the week, I'll be talking about the history of tequila and the legendary margarita cocktail. During the month of March, I'll be talking about tequila, its origins and histories, as well as some of the most popular cocktails made with this amazing spirit. Tequila has a long and storied history in Mexico dating back centuries. From its origins as a native Aztec drink to the modern tequila cocktail craze, this iconic spirit has fascinated imbibers worldwide. Tequila's most famous showcase is undoubtedly the margarita cocktail. Sweet and tangy, with its smooth tequila base, the margarita highlights tequila's complex flavors. What exactly are the origins of tequila in Mexico? Well, tequila's roots trace back to the ancient Mesoamerica before European conquest. The native people fermented an early version of tequila from the agave plant for ceremonial drinks. And when the Spanish arrived in the 1500s, they brought distillation techniques to produce early mezcals and tequilas. But in the 1600s, mass production of distilled agave spirits grew in the city of Tequila, Jalisco. By the late 1800s, tequila had spread all across Mexico, aided by the completion of the railroads connecting its major cities. Tequila production is dominated by Zenobio Sosa, who helped give tequila a reputation for quality. The tequila industry rose to the early 1900s despite setbacks like Prohibition and the Great Depression. By the 1940s, the designation tequila was protected by law to enforce production standards. Though the latter 20th century, tequila gained worldwide popularity as a premier cocktail ingredient. Premium 100% agave tequilas are now beloved by connoisseurs. Now, many origin stories exist for the margarita, but it gained popularity as a Mexican-American drink along the Texas-Mexico border and in Tijuana tourist spots in the early to mid-20th century. One account credits the margarita to Carlos Danny Herrera of a Tijuana restaurant, Rancho La Gloria, in 1938. As the story goes, he created for a specific customer, Marjorie King, who is allergic to many spirits, except for tequila. Other tales credit Dallas socialite Margarita Sams with popularizing the cocktail at her Acapulco vacation home in 1948. Another talks about a Ritz hotel bartender in Tijuana named Pancho Morales, who claimed he invented the margarita in 1942. Yet another legend points to Mexican restaurant owner Dona Bertha, who supposedly created it in Texco, Mexico in the 1940s. Well, wherever it was born, the margarita has become a pop culture sensation since the 1960s and beyond, hailed for its refreshing blend of citrus and tequila. It's evolved into a versatile, crowd-pleasing cocktail, enjoyed everywhere from backyard patios to fancy cocktail bars. Frozen margaritas have also taken the drink into blender territory. From Mexican quesadillas to American steakhouses, margarita remains a beloved staple today. When made properly, a well-balanced, medium-sweet cocktail that lets tequila's flavors shine through. And as the traditional margarita cocktail surged in popularity across the 20th centuries, variations and riffs on the cocktail soon arose. One of the most enduring and beloved twists is the frozen margarita, a slushy, icy, chilled take on the tangy tequila classic. Now, the origins of the frozen margarita have direct connections to our local area. As the story goes, Dallas restaurateur Mariano Martinez was inspired in 1971 to put margaritas in an ice cream machine, yielding the first frozen margarita. Martinez went to patent a margarita machine and open up his Tex-Mex chain La Madera. His early machines used a rotating cylinder and batches to blend ice and ingredients into a soft, frozen slurry. Martinez certainly helped popularize the frozen margaritas beyond their place of origin. Today, you can find this modern genius at Mariano's in Arlington and La Hacienda throughout the Metroplex. Mariano's original machine actually sits in the Smithsonian. For smooth perfection, use fresh ingredients and natural ice like the origins, smooth tequila, fresh citrus juice, and icy chunks blended into that brain-freezing glory. But as always, don't worry about taking notes. I'll be giving out all the ingredients and instruction and posting them on bourbongospel.com. So how do you make the perfect margarita cocktail? In my opinion, you're going to need 2 ounces of a good añejo or aged tequila. You're going to need 1 ounce of Cointreau orange liqueur. You're going to need 1 ounce of fresh lime juice, a half ounce of agave syrup, a lime wedge for the rim, salt for the rim, and a lime wheel for garnish. How do you make this beautiful cocktail? You're going to rim half the glass, applying the lime wedge, and then dip the rim in the salt. Then fill the cocktail shaker with ice, add the tequila, the Cointreau, the lime juice, and the agave syrup, and shake vigorously. Then strain into the prepared glass over fresh ice if desired. Then garnish with a lime wheel. The key to a great margarita is using high-quality ingredients. I prefer using an agave tequila with a nice oak and vanilla notes. Other people use a silver. Some people even use a reposado. Whatever your preference is, you do you. Only use fresh squeezed lime juice and real agave syrup. Adjust sweetness by adding more agave or citrus to taste. As always, I'm open to hear your taste and your input. You can reach me at brian@bourbongospel.com. Until next week, as one of my favorite authors, Mark Twain, said, too much of anything is bad, but too much whiskey is barely enough. Reporting for the About Mansfield podcast, I'm Brian Certain.
We're back in 60 seconds with Steve's interview with child actors Raymond Ware and Morgan Hawkins.
Hey, it's Steve Casillo, and are you ready to make your voice heard? Want to bring out your ideas to life through captivating conversations and engaging visuals? Look no further than Podcast Mansfield Recording Studio, your one-stop destination for award-winning audio and video podcast recording. Equipped with cutting-edge microphones, crystal-clear audio recording, and high-definition cameras, we're here to turn your ideas into engrossing content. But it's not just about the equipment. We're dedicated to bringing out the best in your content. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we're here to elevate your podcasting game. We'll even help you with intro music, transitions, voiceover, and that professional polish that sets your podcast apart. So whether you're into interviews, storytelling, or simply sharing your expertise, Podcast Mansfield can help bring your podcasting dreams to life. Visit podcastmansfield.com. Podcast Mansfield, where creating your podcast masterpiece has never been easier.
Hi, I'm Orion Jean with Race to Kindness, and you're listening to About Mansfield.
Welcome back to another segment of About Mansfield. I'm Steve Casillo as we make the transition from news to talk. And in the studio today is the future. The future, and what I mean by that, let's just get right into it. In the studio today, he's 10 years old. He is a kid with a dream who is currently an aspiring actor, and he's an author who published his first book when he was in fourth grade. Raymond J. Ware, welcome to About Mansfield.
Hello.
Also in the studio today is an eight-year-old. She is in the elementary fine arts program. She's a model. She's an actress. She was featured in the Brown Girls Do ballet campaign for Janie and Jack. Also had a role in the latest Spy Kids movie, Spy Kids Armageddon, currently showing on Netflix. Morgan Hawkins, 8 years old. Welcome to About Mansfield.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
Good. Tired, but very good.
Oh, tired because you've been at school all day.
Most likely.
Morgan, how you doing?
I'm feeling good and I have 100% energy.
Yeah. Raymond, what school do you go to?
Alma Martinez Intermediate School.
And Morgan?
Brandon Norwood Fine Arts Academy.
Let's start with Morgan. You're an actress. How did you get started? I mean, you're only 8 years old. How did you get started in acting?
I just liked to move around and my mom always loved to take pictures of me. Mm-hmm. And my dad decided to make me a Facebook account. And my mom was like, okay, you can try it. So my dad made it, and my mom started posting videos and photos. And then people started commenting. And then she decided to put me in an agency.
Wow. And that's how you became a model?
Yes.
And an actress?
Yeah.
How did you get the part in the Spy Kids movie?
They sent me the audition, and we were celebrating.
They said, you're the one.
Yes. So we did the audition, and then I got a callback, and then we celebrated again.
Raymond J. Ware, you are an aspiring actor. Tell me about this book that you wrote in fourth grade.
So the book I wrote was called Raising a King Who Serves. Raising a King Who Serves.
Who Serves.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what is he serving? Like hamburgers or No?
Raising King Who Serves is a book about, like, inspiring others by through affirmations and letting people know that they are, like, cared for and that they can be anyone who they want to be.
Give me an example of an affirmation that may or may not be in the book.
One affirmation that I always have for myself is that always listen to the people, like, who are closest to you because they know what is the right direction for you.
Wow. That's pretty deep for a 10-year-old. Do all 10-year-olds think like that?
I'm not sure, but probably not.
You are an aspiring actor, although I saw you in a video on behalf of the Mansfield School District. What was that video about?
It was, I remember the day that I did it.
Yeah.
It was my principal. She was just handpicking a few kids, like, because they had, like, these, this camera crew who was over there, like, making videos for the district. And they had, like, came over to me and they had, like, asked me, what is your, like, favorite subject and what do you like about school? And then I had said to them, like, what I like about school is that, and just the MISD in general, is that you get to collaborate with a lot of people that first you don't know, but will get to, and you can share different ideas.
So what is your favorite subject?
My favorite subject, I would say right now, is probably math or science.
And if you had to choose, you're walking down the hall, the classroom to the left is math, and the classroom on the right is science. And you can only choose one. Which class would you go to?
I don't know. That's a hard question.
That's why I'm the host.
Yes.
You would ask both of the teachers to teach the class in the hallway so that you could do both.
That's actually a good idea. I would do that.
Morgan, what's your favorite subject?
Math.
Math. So you both like math. Let's see. Raymond's 10 years old. Morgan's 8. What are you learning in math right now?
My math teacher is also my science teacher. We just did projects about space. So we're moving on to doing questions off of the board and not doing it on a paper and having all of the questions on the paper. We're also learning to use graph paper and not using whiteboards.
Ah.
Because a lot of people use whiteboards.
Raymond, what are you learning in math?
Right now, we're learning input and output tables with coordinate planes.
Input and output tables.
Input output tables with coordinate planes.
Yeah. Okay, you're going to have to say that a little simpler for us old folks.
So, I don't know how to say it simply.
All right.
It's kind of confusing. So, I guess you could just say tables with coordinates at this point.
A question for both of you. You can either, you two can decide who answers this first. What are you really good at?
I'm really good at dance. I'm really good at doing tricks. I'm really good at acting. I'm really good at singing. I'm really good at drawing. And yeah.
Raymond, what are you good at?
I think I'm really good at like making people laugh and entertaining, I would say. And I think I'll say that that's like my strongest suit.
How do you make people laugh? And we got thousands of people that are out there listening to this right now. So let's try to make at least one person laugh.
Sometimes how I make like people laugh is through like jokes and saying, like, sometimes I say things that a lot of like different adults would understand from a lot of my jokes, because like sometimes they're listening. Because there was one time when I was telling somebody a joke, because I was just talking to a few people because I was just trying to make them laugh, and I said, "Hey, I'm Raymond Ware. Somehow I'm talking to you, and I don't have a credit score, but I'm talking to you, and I'm here to entertain." So I just try to say a couple jokes and just make people laugh.
And Morgan's cracking up over here.
Oh, I can tell.
Because it's hard to make me laugh.
Because he made you laugh. Do you have a favorite smell, Raymond?
That is a weird question.
It is a weird question, I know.
I know this is kind of specific, but it's probably like fried rice from this restaurant called Sake Hibachi.
Sake Hibachi, right there at Debbie Lane in 287.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is your favorite smell the fried rice?
Yes.
All right, Morgan, what's your favorite smell?
Is it okay if I have multiple?
You can have more than one.
So, this is going to be a long story. I like Oreos. I like oranges. I like the smell of Fanta. I like rice. I like the smell of dogs. I like the smell of trophies. I like the smell of fresh clothes. I like the smell of water. And that's it.
What does water smell like?
It smells like plain.
Huh. Okay. Raymond's smelling his bottle of water, and he is about to give us a review of what the water smells like.
So the smell of the water is like an 8.5 or like a 8.4. It smells like, what does it smell? It smells like water. It
smells like air. It
smells like water and air.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Let's think about actors, because Morgan, you're already an actress, and Raymond, you're an aspiring actor. Let's think about actors who are already famous. If you could be a famous actor, who would you want to be?
It would probably be like Will Smith, because he would always like inspire me to like the way that I act and entertain to do it. Now I can always do it in different ways. And when I'm telling people something and trying to make them laugh, that I don't always have to like never be predictable, mm-hmm. I guess.
So. Will Smith, the Fresh Prince. Morgan.
The person who played Shuri in Black Panther, I like her personality, and I like how she really plays out the character in the movie.
The Black Panther movie?
Yes.
The actress?
Yes. I forgot her name, though.
Letitia Wright.
Oh, Letitia Wright.
Letitia Wright is who you would be if you could just magically become an actress, a famous actress right now, of Black Panther. Black Panther is a superhero.
Yes.
If you could have one superpower, what superpower would that be?
This is a good question.
I think Morgan's going to answer that question first.
Flying laser eyes is where you fly and you shoot shoot lasers out of your hands, out of your fingertips, and you can see what people are thinking.
Isn't that what Iron Man does?
Yes.
Iron Man flies. Stuff comes out of his, I think, out of his fingers.
His fingertips. He has little things in his fingertips.
But the extra added bonus is you can find out what other people are thinking?
And you can see, he can see inside people also.
Raymond, if you had a superpower, what would that superpower be?
Time travel.
Time travel. Why?
So I can travel through time and then change like different decisions.
Would you travel ahead of time or back in time?
Back in time.
How far back?
I'm not sure, because it could be like to different places or like different times. But if I could like do it like only once, I don't know why, but I would probably tell myself to either like tell myself to like start trying to like act earlier or something else, or possibly like try to give me like tips like when I started acting for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would probably do.
Back in time.
Yes.
So you're both in school. You both get a note that you're wanted in the principal's office. What would be the reason you've been called to the principal's office?
A good thing or a bad thing?
That's up to you.
Well, this is something that actually happened, but I didn't actually have to go to the principal's office. It was just outside of my classroom. So my mom, she had to get this thing. It was a card, and she had to sign, and my principal had to sign it. It was for Spy Kids. And it was like last year, maybe in November,
mm-hmm.
She opened the door and she asked for me, and then she talked outside of the classroom. And then she was like, "You're in a Spy Kids movie?" And I thought I was in trouble.
And it turns out it was just a question.
Yeah. And she was very excited.
Raymond, you're sitting in class and you get a note says you are being asked to go to the principal's office. Good or bad, why are you being summoned to the principal's office?
They might be like giving me a compliment or something.
Yeah.
I'm really not sure. This is kind of hard. Or someone told them that I like stole a pen or something. I'm not sure.
No.
I don't know. I don't know
even what reason.
I'm not used to going to the principal's office.
Okay. You're still in school now. And think about if you could skip a grade, ninth grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade. If you could skip a grade, what grade would you skip?
Fourth grade.
Morgan, what grade are you in right now?
I'm in third grade.
You're in third grade. So you would like to go from third grade to fifth grade.
Scratch that. Sixth grade.
Why?
Scratch that. Seventh grade. Because it's already a lot of drama. And then I can't imagine all the drama that's going to be in seventh grade. That's the reason.
Uh-oh. Raymond's making faces over there. What grade would you want to skip?
So it can be like any grade.
Just one grade.
I would probably say this grade, because right now in like fine arts, we have like eight electives and we have to do like four of them each day. And then there are a lot, and then like half of them I'm not really good at because we have like band and I have like a problem with like how I play my notes correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And then in orchestra, it's kind of weird how I like move the bow and stuff. And we have to do that every other day. And I don't really want to like deal with like disappointment. So
did you say you're in music?
Yes, I'm in band and orchestra.
Band and orchestra. What is your instrument of choice?
Right now in band, I play the trumpet. And in orchestra, I play the violin.
Okay. If you were old enough right now to have a driver's license.
Oh, this is the perfect question.
And you were to get in your car right now, where would you go?
I would go to New York. I would go to Louisiana. And I would drive all over the United States right now. And then I wouldn't care how much money I would spend. I just wanted to see all of the states before everybody else does. That's my answer.
We're going to dig deeper into New York and Louisiana. But first, Raymond, where would you go? You now have your driver's license. Where are you going?
Port Canaveral.
Port Canaveral?
So I can sail. So I can be at sea and get away.
Tell me exactly where that place is.
It's somewhere. It's South Florida, I think.
It's on the coast of Florida.
Yeah, somewhere in Florida.
Yeah. A lot of cruise ships in Port Canaveral.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly why.
Oh, you want to go on a cruise?
Yes.
Have you ever been on a Disney cruise?
I want to go on a Disney cruise. And I also want to go on the cruise that... The biggest cruise in the universe.
Hmm.
The one that has 20 stories.
Ooh. Oh, icon.
Yeah.
Tell me why you want to go to New York.
I want to go to New York because the ballet of the Nutcracker is there. And also the Rockettes are there. And I would love to go there for Christmas time. There are lots of fashion shows there. And they have the best pizza in the world there.
They do, in Brooklyn. Tell me about why you want to go to Louisiana.
I've been there before, but I want to go there again because it's a really nice place. And even though it's not as big as Texas, it's really big.
Raymond, what's the weirdest thing grown-ups do?
There are many things. One weird thing that grown-ups do, I don't know what it is. I don't know if you've heard of it. There's this thing. It's called taxes. I don't know what it's for. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Can someone just tell me? I don't know what taxes are.
Someday you will.
Oh no!
I know what taxes are.
No. Don't tell me. I'm not gonna
be the one to tell you what taxes are. But you'll in about 8 years you'll figure them out.
No, that's so. Not enough time.
Wait. All right. Morgan, what's the weirdest thing?
Pay bills and they buy water.
Adults buy water?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's weird. Because can't they just go to the water tap and turn it on and just drink the water out of the tap?
You could get it out of your fridge.
That makes sense to me. In the couple of minutes that we have left in this interview, I'm just going to open the mic to the two of you. If you want to give a shout out, if you want to give a thanks, if you want to give advice, if you want to just say your ABCs backwards.
I don't know how to spell my ABCs backwards.
Okay. If you want to thank your parents for bringing you here or whatever. Morgan, I'm going to let you go first. And do you have any thank yous or shout outs or anything else that you'd like to say?
A shout out to my mom and a shout out to my dad for working so hard. Can I say his name?
Yeah.
Mario Hawkins.
You want to say your mom's name too?
Marisa Hawkins.
Okay. And that's it?
Shout out to Miss Hudson and Miss Hilburn.
Raymond J. Ware, any shout outs? Anything you want to say?
I'm gonna go pretty fast. Mom, Dad, Mr. Nunez, Miss Adolph, Rosie, JJ, thank y'all very much for always inspiring me. Thank you, Miss Payne Kaiser. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mom, for being my Uber for the last 10 years. I don't know where I'd be without you. I might have still been at the hospital. Wow. Thank you. Thank you very much. Always, like, helping me with everything and, like, letting me, like, break out of my shell and stuff. Yeah.
Acting has a way of doing that, doesn't it? Breaking out of your shell. Do you recommend that for shy kids?
I would say probably because the best way I can say this is that I guess you could say it's, I guess, kind of like a warm up, mm-hmm. and it can get you like knowing more about it.
What about you, Morgan?
If somebody says that you can't do something, you know that you can do it because, for my thing, if somebody says you can't do something, they're basically telling you your future. They're basically telling you that you can do something. And yeah.
I think those are pretty wise words to end on.
Yes, very much.
Raymond J. Ware, kid with a dream who's currently an aspiring actor, and he's an author, Raising a King Who Serves. Is it available wherever?
It's available on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble.
10 years old and a theater arts student at Alma Martinez right here in Mansfield. And by the way, you have a website.
Yes.
And if someone wanted to purchase your book, can they purchase it from your website?
Yes, there is a link.
RaymondJWare.com.
Yes.
How did he guess that?
He's just like that. He just knows those things.
It's because I'm all knowing.
Yeah.
You know everything?
I know a little bit about everything.
Oh.
Morgan Hawkins, 8 years old, model, actress, ballet.
Yeah.
Go watch on Netflix the Spy Kids Armageddon movie. Oh, you're a competitive dancer and you do tap, ballet, jazz, and hip-hop.
Yes. My favorite one is hip-hop, then jazz, then tap, then ballet.
Where are we going to see you within the next year? We're going to see more movies. We're going to see maybe some stage plays or maybe some videos.
I am going to be in a musical because fourth grade did it this year. They did, last year they did Aladdin. But next year, our teachers from this year won't tell us what we're doing. But they should.
Raymond, we're going to see you on stage?
Most likely you will see me on stage, but on my bank account, you will see me on your TV screen.
I love confidence.
Yes, I am very confident.
And also go on the Militant Dog website, and you can find me all over the website.
Do you have a website then, Morgan? What's your website?
Instagram.
Oh, on Instagram. Oh. Look up Morgan Hawkins on Instagram. Follow her. Like, follow, and share, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks for being here, and I appreciate your time, and we look forward to seeing some great things from Raymond J. Ware and from Morgan Hawkins. Thanks for being on About Mansfield.
Yes.
You're welcome.
I'm very honored.
Coming up next week on About Mansfield, we will visit with another fine Mansfield resident. You'll just have to tune in to find out who it is. In the meantime, this is the place where you will hear the latest Mansfield news, talk, and information. Until then, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, share, love, or support this podcast if you haven't already so you never miss an episode. It's free and it's easy. Enter your email address on our website, aboutmansfield.com, right there on the homepage. We will never send you any spam. We promise.
About Mansfield is recorded at Podcast Mansfield Recording Studio. Hosts, Steve Casillo and Colleen Daniel. Moment with the Mayor feature, Michael Evans. Methodist Mansfield News to Know, Angel Biasotti. Mansfield Real Estate Market Update, Beth Steinke. Cultural Arts Calendar, Tim Roberts. Cocktail of the Week, Brian Certain. Post-production editing, mixing, and mastering, Steve Casillo and Andrew Miner.
This podcast is copyrighted by Podcast Mansfield Recording Studio for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this podcast without written consent is prohibited. We thank you all for listening. On behalf of the entire news team, I'm Steve Casillo, and this is About Mansfield.